Now more with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back. We're joined by Dr. Harold Rode. We've caught up with him at the airport, Ben-Gurion Airport in Israel. There's a little background noise as a result, but it's always worth the difficulties we have in finding him sometimes in the far-flung reaches of the world to be able to pick his brains. He's got a lot of them, as it happens, specifically informed and knowledgeable about the matters that are on many of our minds, especially as the president heads off to the Middle East next week. Namely, what's going on there, and in particular, the country that he met with the president of yesterday, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, namely Turkey. Harold Rode, it's good to catch up with you. Thank you for finding a few minutes for us on what I know is a busy day.
Thank you, Frank. Wonderful hearing your voice.
Harold, so give us a quick readout as best you can on how this meeting between Donald Trump and Recep Tayyip Erdogan of Turkey went. It certainly seemed as though, you know, it was a moment of bonhomie, as they say in France, at least in the public appearances in the press conference and all that. But what's actually going on there, and should there be that kind of friendliness between our two leaders?
Well, again, I wasn't at the meeting and I wasn't privy to what went on, but I can tell you that there's some serious problems here. Yes, it's true that we have a marvelous, longstanding relationship with Turkey. Turkey was a trusted NATO ally, as President Trump said yesterday in the news conference, that the Turks were with us in Korea. They were excellent fighters. And when Turkey was a secular republic, there's no doubt that it was on our side, but we're not there anymore. Erdogan is a fundamentalist. And if, obviously, President Trump wants to defeat ISIS. And the truth is that Erdogan and his people looked the other way as the ISIS people were going across the border into Syria and into Iraq before.
Is that really, Harold, the extent of it, or was there more of an overt support for the Islamic State, given, if not an identical approach, similar aspirations for the reestablishment of a caliphate?
Absolutely, Frank. It's very simple. Erdogan's goals and those of ISIS are, in the end, the same, and they are establishing that the world must be governed by Islam. It must be ruled by a caliph, which is a Muslim ruler, which comes in place of their prophet Muhammad, and must be under the Sharia. They may not agree on the details of it.
Like who should be the caliph, for example?
Yeah, exactly. It's like my way or the highway, I guess. Something to that. That's
but again, Harold, this raises the point that though there's much talk at the moment about differences between the two governments over which elements within Syria to support, specifically the Kurds, the larger question, it seems to me, is going largely ignored within our councils of government. Am I missing something, do you think?
President Trump and his closest trusted advisors are from New York, and the world is run very differently there. It's a small group of people that make decisions, and the people below them are empowered to implement them. And if they don't like it, they can leave. They can fire them. That's not what Washington is all about. It's an entrenched bureaucracy that doesn't necessarily like what a new president wants, and this particular president, for sure. And the result is they do all sorts of things to both co-opt and undermine him. And that, to me, is what is happening in Washington right now. If Erdogan is a friend, I don't think we need a lot of enemies.
Yeah, no kidding. And Harold, in that regard, let me ask you about one particular piece of this that is very ominous as far as I'm concerned, and that is in both supporting and, it seems, building up the Muslim Brotherhood internationally. They seem now to be the locus of the Brotherhood, having largely been expelled from Egypt, where their headquarters has long been, as you know, but also to be supporting Muslim Brotherhood front organizations and influence operations in this country. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I absolutely believe this is the case. Erdogan is from the very beginning, and that is long before he was prime minister and long before he was the mayor before that in Istanbul in Turkey, He was a very active member of the Muslim Brotherhood. And their goal, it's a little different from ISIS, but their long-term goal is exactly the same as ISIS, of the government of Saudi Arabia, and a lot of our other allies. Yes, we may have, shall we say, some tactical interests in common from time to time, but our strategic interests and theirs are completely different.
Yeah. Harold, you speak of Saudi Arabia. This is, of course, the first stop in the president's trip next week. The Saudis are reportedly going to be bringing in other leaders from the region. Given what you've just said, that there really is fundamentally a divergence between their long-term interests and ours, what do you expect to come out of that meeting? There's talk about a sort of NATO in the Middle East and more broadly an intensification of our alliance ties to these guys. Is that advisable or is it even practicable?
There may be some tactical things, again, that we have in common, but the long-term strategic interests are completely different. These leaders, Qatar, for example, has an American base there, and at the same time, it is a huge supporter of Islamic fundamentalism against the United States. The same is true with Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is the country that, in fact, has been the strongest funder of Islamic radicalism. It started basically big time in 1979. They set up the precursors of ISIS and Al-Qaeda and all that, which have now come back to haunt them. I go to the Saudi flag, look at it. It's a green flag, and it's written on it, there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger. The point of it being is we conquer by the sword. And again, it all goes back to you can call it whatever you want. It's one world ruled by Islam. Frank, you and I and everybody else in the world are eventually going to convert to Islam. And
or at the very least be enslaved by it, yeah, or dead,
okay, but wait a minute.
As the case may be.
Why is it that when people criticize Islam in any way, the world goes ballistic? But when Muslims criticize Christianity and discriminate against Christians and kill Christians in the Middle East, we all look the other way. Something is wrong with these pictures.
Yeah. Well, and the worst of it is, from my point of view, Harold Rode, that, as you know so well, that simply is interpreted by the perpetrators of this kind of practice of jihad of various kinds, violent, stealthy, civilizational jihad, whatever you want to call it, that they're winning, and therefore they should be redoubling their efforts, not considering this thing futile and backing away from it. And Harold, just to drill down on this one last question, as you look at this trip with the president, there's also concern that in the course of it, he is going to build on what seems to be an intensifying effort, broker some kind of peace between Israel and the Palestinians on terms that almost certainly would be pretty unfavorable to Israel. This seems like a rather dramatic departure from his previous positions during the campaign. What's going on there, do you think? What do the Israelis expect?
I can only say that the Islamic definition of peace means I make the rules. That is, the Muslims make the rules, and the rest of us must submit. That is, so when Mahmoud Abbas, the head of the Palestinian Authority, when he talked about we teach our children peace, he's right. Peace the Islamic way, peace his way. We will all be subservient to the Muslims. Whatever comes out of this, I'm a historian. What I believe is that they can try their best, but eventually this, I believe, will explode. There is no way that Mahmoud Abbas, Abu Mazen, same person with two names, there's no way that he can sign any type of peace agreement as we know it. Peace means bygones be bygones. You put the past behind us. I hated you, you hated me, but we're now allies and we work together. The past is over. That doesn't exist in the Middle East.
Right. As you pointed out on this approach program many times, the past is never over. Harold, this is most important. We'll look forward to hearing your postmortem on what has happened this week, the week ahead, the president's trip. We'll be back to you very soon. In the meantime, safe travels there in Israel, and thank you for your time today. Next up, we'll talk with Daniel Horowitz about some of these same issues and more straight ahead.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.